Welcome back to the Business of Government Magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. As we close this edition of the Business of Government Magazine, I invite you to read our latest forum, unveiling the IBM Center's Governing in the Next 4 Years series. A presidential election year provides an opportunity to step back and consider major issues and management challenges facing government executives. The Center has devoted significant attention to this topic since its inception. Most recently, in 2008-2009, the Center launched its Presidential Transition Initiative, which provided how-to resources in helping government executives succeed. This year, we will build on that tradition with the inauguration of our Governing in the Next 4 Years series. This forum introduces you to this initiative and highlights the key areas of interest we'll be exploring. Dan Chenick, Executive Director of the IBM Center, joins us now to discuss this initiative. Dan, what prompted the Center's focus in this area?
So every time there's a presidential event, whether it is a change in administrations or a change in term, there are a set of leaders that come into Washington to run agencies and programs. And in the event of a change in administrations, they come in rather quickly. And in the current scenario, a second term, they come in over the course of months to about a year. And the Center has had a long tradition of timing the release of content that looks ahead to try to provide context for those leaders across several presidential transitions or presidential second terms over the last 15 years. And so the impetus for Governing in the Next 4 Years was to take this event and sit back and think about what are the key issues that government executives, political leaders, SES managers, and program managers will be facing for the next several years. What are the key elements that not just are the, if you will, the usual suspect issues of financial management or technology or procurement, but thinking differently than what has been thought of or otherwise, what are some key questions that are going to be common to leaders as they're looking at the road ahead and how to achieve performance improvement in their time in Washington?
Dan, what are the key areas of interest explored in this forum?
Well, Governing in the Next 4 Years really is a compendium of the thematic elements of the forum that I'll speak to in a moment, as well as an updating of some of the Center's reports from the prior 4 years, as well as a set of books that we wrote in 2008 to provide some context for the new administration coming in. The two books, Getting It Done and the Operator's Manual for the New Administration, both of which will be basically re-released. Getting It Done will be on the website and also in print form, and the Operator's Manual will be just on the website, where we are basically making current some of the advice that was true 4 years ago and is still true today. The other thing that we're going to be looking at with regard to the Governing in the Next 4 Years series is basically a book-length type of examination of how does a government work more quickly in an era where there are limited resources. And so part of what the government does in terms of operating programs is it takes time to do things. It takes time to deliver benefits or to develop a regulation or to do tax compliance. And to the extent that the government can do all of those missions in less time, it costs the taxpayers fewer dollars. And if that can be done in a way that minimizes the chance for error, that's even better because you get a more productive result. So we're taking a look at that in the form of a book that we're calling Fast Government that should be out early next year. The forum has several themes within it that are contained in the magazine. The first is what we're calling mission support, which is really how does a program manager leverage the useful elements of a chief information officer's role or a chief financial officer's role to make change happen, positive change happen in their program area. A second element is what we're calling joined up management. And by this, if you look at the administration's cross-agency goals, they are goals that are common to multiple agencies, and they're perceived by citizens as coming from the government, not necessarily coming from a single agency. And this concept of joined-up management is looking at how can managers work together in this kind of cross-agency governance structure as opposed to just being a coordinator across agency lines. The third area that we're looking at is how to engage citizens most effectively in a social media era, and how agencies can become more interactive and develop more lines of input for improving policy, as well as creating the acceptance of that policy when it affects those citizens that are involved in its development. And then a fourth is really looking at thinking about the intelligence community in the world of asymmetric threats, and how do we think about both the structure of the intelligence community as well as the world in which we live. How do we use the tools of 21st century statecraft to make for a more effective intelligence community? And then finally, we're looking at the implementation of the Government Performance and Results Act, and how it can be more effective as it's been modernized through a set of amendments that were enacted last year, and the current administration's focus on performance, including its issuance of performance.gov, a new website. How do you bring all that together to make performance information really work to improve programs, as opposed to just being a compliance kind of a scorecard that's viewed as something different than what programs operate under?
Dan, would you tell our listeners how they can get more information about the Center's Governing in the Next 4 Year series?
So if you go to our website, we will have a icon, if you will, called Governing in the Next 4 Years. All of this material will be contained. Basically, if you click through on the icon, you'll be able to get to the forum, which contains the four themes that I just mentioned, plus performance. You'll be able to get to the Getting It Done book. You'll be able to get to the Operator's Manual, as well as when it's out, the Fast Government book. And they'll all be very easily, you'll be able to draw them down very easily and upload them to whatever device you're looking at them on. We're also happy to answer questions. If you give us a call or send us an email, we'll be happy to engage with you in a substantive discussion on any of these issues.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
That was Dan Chenick, Executive Director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Hope you've enjoyed the perspectives, insights, recommendations, and profiles presented in today's Business of Government magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. You may order or download a free copy of the latest magazine at businessofgovernment.org and find out how the business of government is not business as usual. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.